2. Religion and the individual. Religion is functional in the human mind and has been realized and experienced prior to its appearance in human consciousness. A child has been in existence about 9 months before it experiences birth. But the birth of religion is not sudden. It is rather a gradual emergence. Nevertheless, sooner or later there is a birthday. You do not enter the kingdom of heaven unless you have been born again, born of the Spirit. Many spiritual births are accompanied by much anguish of spirit and marked psychological perturbations. As many physical births are characterized by a stormy labor and other abnormalities of delivery. Other spiritual births are a natural and normal growth of the recognition of supreme values with an enhancement of spiritual experience. Albeit no religious development occurs without conscious effort and positive and individual determinations. Religion is never a passive experience, a negative attitude. What is termed the birth of religion is not directly associated with so-called conversion experiences, which usually characterize religious episodes occurring later in life as a result of mental conflict, emotional repression, and temperamental upheavals. But those persons who were so reared by their parents that they grew up in the consciousness of being children of a loving Heavenly Father should not look askance at their fellow mortals who could only attain such consciousness of fellowship with God through a psychological crisis, an emotional upheaval. The evolutionary soil in the mind of man in which the seed of revealed religion germinates is the moral nature that so early gives origin to a social consciousness. The first promptings of a child's moral nature have not to do with sex, guilt, or personal pride, but rather with impulses of justice, fairness, and urges to kindness, helpful ministry to one's fellows. And when such early moral awakenings are nurtured, there occurs a gradual development of the religious life which is comparatively free from conflicts, upheavals, and crises. Every human being very early experiences something of a conflict between his self-seeking and his altruistic impulses, and many times the first experience of God consciousness may be attained as the result of seeking for superhuman help in the task of resolving such moral conflicts. The psychology of a child is naturally positive, not negative. So many mortals are negative because they were so trained. When it is said that the child is positive, reference is made to his moral impulses, those powers of mind whose emergence signals the arrival of the thought adjuster. In the absence of wrong teaching, the mind of the normal child moves positively, in the emergence of religious consciousness, toward moral righteousness and social ministry, rather than negatively, away from sin and guilt. There may or may not be conflict in the development of religious experience, but there are always present the inevitable decisions, effort, and function of the human will. Moral choosing is usually accompanied by more or less moral conflict. And this very first conflict in the child mind is between the urges of egoism and the impulses of altruism. The thought adjuster does not disregard the personality values of the egoistic motive but does operate to place a slight preference upon the altruistic impulses leading to the goal of human happiness and to the joys of the kingdom of heaven. When a moral being chooses to be unselfish when confronted by the urge to be selfish, that is primitive religious experience. No animal can make such a choice. Such a decision is both human and religious. It embraces the fact of God consciousness and exhibits the impulse of social service, the basis of the brotherhood of man. When mind chooses a right moral judgment by an act of the free will, such a decision constitutes a religious experience. But before a child has developed sufficiently to acquire moral capacity and therefore to be able to choose altruistic service, he has already developed a strong and well-unified egoistic nature. And it is this factual situation that gives rise to the theory of the struggle between the higher and the lower natures, between the old man of sin and the new nature of grace. Very early in life, the normal child begins to learn that it is more blessed to give than to receive. Man tends to identify the urge to be self-serving with his ego, himself. In contrast, he is inclined to identify the will to be altruistic with some influence outside himself, God. And indeed is such a judgment right, for all such non-self desires do actually have their origin in the leadings of the indwelling thought adjuster, and this adjuster is a fragment of God. The impulse of the spirit monitor is realized in human consciousness as the urge to be altruistic, fellow creature minded. At least this is the early and fundamental experience of the child mind. When the growing child fails of personality unification, the altruistic drive may become so overdeveloped as to work serious injury to the welfare of the self. A misguided conscience can become responsible for much conflict, worry, sorrow, and no end of human unhappiness.